Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In James, he says in James 2:14, "What does it profit, my brethren, though a man says he has faith and have not works?" Now, the word work is the word for action or doing. We might say it like that. He says he has faith, but he won't do. Can that kind of faith save him? And the answer is no. "If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled." Now see, that sounds good, doesn't it? Notwithstanding, you don't give them those things that are needful to the body. What does it profit? You're saying, I believe in people having their needs met. I believe it. And I'm going to speak it over you too. Be warm. Be full. Well, that's great. But you got to back it up. Amen. I said, you got to back it up. If you really believe it, there'll be a follow-up of action from your ability. Even so, faith, if it doesn't have works, it's dead being alone. A man may say, you have faith, I have works. Show me your faith, he said, without your actions. You can't. I'll show you my faith by what I do, by my action. You believe that there's one God. You do well. The devils also believe and tremble. But will you know, O vain man, that faith without action or doing is dead? Abraham had faith. He was justified, though, when he offered Isaac. How do we know he had faith? Oh, I believe God. I trust God. God's my source. I'm in covenant with Him. Everything I have is His. Everything I have is yours. We're in covenant, God. We're in covenant. Everything you have is mine. Everything I have is yours. He said, okay, fine. I want Isaac. That's when the music stops. That's what we're about to find out. If you just talk or if you believe. His faith was proven by his actions backing up his words. He gives the example of Rahab. She didn't just talk, but she put her whole family in jeopardy by hiding these people. How many are getting the picture? Living a real life of faith is not just coming to church and saying amen once in a while. It gets into your life that there's going to be situations come up all through life and you're going to have to do something. And it's a choice. And it's not going to be comfortable. But if you do it, your house is on the rock. Amen. If you don't do it, you may look fine for a while, but when the storm hits, it's going to be a hard fall. Let me give you two quick examples of this. Mark 10:17. When Jesus was gone forth, there came one running and kneeling to him. And he said, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, that's God. You know the commandments. Don't commit adultery, don't kill, don't steal, don't bear false witness, defraud not, honor your father and mother. He answered and said to him, master, all these I've observed from my youth. And Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said to him, one thing you lack. That's pretty good, one thing. But it was a big thing. Sell whatever you have and give to the poor. Now, the Lord didn't tell everybody to do that. Some people try to grab that and apply that. No. I mean, for instance, Jairus said, I'm going to give half of what I've got. He didn't say, no, you got to give it all. He commended him. And several other people didn't say anything about this. Why did he bring this up? Because this was this guy's heart. He said, sell what you have, give to the poor. You'll have treasure in heaven and come, take up the cross and follow me. And this young man was ecstatic and said, glory to God, that's what I've been looking for. Now I'll have it. Gladly. What do we find out right here? See, he comes with all the appearance of somebody who's sold out, who wants it all. He's kneeling. He's pleading, show me this eternal life. I want all of it. How do I go all the way with you? Show me. He said, you know the commandments. He said, yeah, I've done it. I've done it all. And I'm ready to go the rest of the way. He said, okay, liquidate. Basically, he said, get your faith out of that. Get your faith in me. Come follow me. How many understand, if he had sown all that, is he going to have a harvest or not? Sure he is. But see, he didn't believe the master. He didn't trust him enough to do it. He was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. It sounded like he's somebody hungry for God, somebody willing to pay any price, somebody that wants to go all the way. But it's empty talk. Because when the Lord put his finger on it, he said, okay, do this. Peter experienced the same thing. He and the other disciples in chapter 14. Jesus warned them. He said, verse 29, Peter said to him, Mark 14, 29, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. If you read the other accounts, he said, I'll die with you. And the other was chimed in. Well, that sounds good. And Jesus said to him, he said, even this night, before the cock crow twice, you'll deny me thrice. But he spoke the more vehemently, if I should die with you, I will not deny you in any wise. So now this is a good confession. This is his faith speaking. Others may leave you, but not me. I will fight with you. I will die with you. I'm with you. Jesus said, basically, I'm paraphrasing, not as much as you think. And so they went and they prayed. And he told them in verse 34, watch. And you see the rest of it, he said, watch and pray. Now here's something he told them to do. He went forward, a little fell on the ground and prayed. And verse 37, he comes and finds them sleeping. So did they watch? Did they pray? And he said, Peter, because Peter was the most vocal about it, are you sleeping? Couldn't you watch 1 hour? Let's just stop right here. We know the rest of the story. How did Peter do? On his faith. Why? If you won't do what he said do, your faith is empty talk. He told him what to do. Told them what to do. Watch. That means stay awake. And pray. Watch and help me pray. But see, if you're thinking, I got this. I don't care if everybody leaves you. I won't leave you. If you won't do what seemingly sounds like a simple thing, then you're kidding yourself about the other. You think it, but it's not true. The Lord knows where we are. How many know the Lord knows where you are? He knows where you are. You may think you're at a place, but he knows where you actually are. And so he's going to lead us where we actually are. You may be talking some big faith. I'm claiming this, and I'm confessing this, and I'm claiming. Phyllis and I've seen this so many times with ourselves and other people. You're making this big confession, and the Lord tells you to do something, and it seems small compared to what you're confessing. But the thing is, he knows you're not where you're talking. He wants you to be there, but reality is you're not there today. Do this. And if you won't do it, and you keep talking the big talk, what's going to happen when the storm hits? You ain't on the rock. You built the house, It looks good. It sounds good as long as there's no storm. But you're not doing what he told you to do. He told you to do this. Sometimes it's the most simple things. Years ago, I was speaking many times a week, and sometimes 20 plus times a week, pushing my voice. And I had chronic voice problems. There'd be times I'd lose my voice, and then it's time to speak again. And so I confessed over it, called my voice strong, called my body strong. Months and months, same stuff. And the Lord kept dealing with me. I liked to sleep under a fan without a t-shirt. And it kept coming to me, turn the fan off, put on a t-shirt. But I'd rather confess. Now you're laughing. You reckon you ever did anything like this? See, I'm trying to confess something. The Lord's already told me to do something. I'm not going to get results unless and until I do what he told me to do. Finally, after a year and a half. Sorry I was that slow, but I was. You get tired of having trouble. Maybe you'll start paying attention. It kept coming up to me. So I turned the fan off, put on a t-shirt. Guess what? No more problems. Your flesh and the rebellious nature of the unrenewed mind likes the idea and concept of faith principles. As long as I'm saying what I want and doing what I want, but it can't work apart from a submission to the Lordship of Jesus and doing what he tells us to do. Talking a bunch of things while not doing what he said is not real faith. It's dead faith, according to James. It's a house with no foundation. And when the flood comes, when the storm beats, and it will, it's when we find out who's more than a talker, who's a doer, and who's not. I believe I'm looking at doers.
Amen.
No matter what you've been last week, last year, I believe I'm looking at doers. I'm looking through the camera at doers. I'm looking in Branson doers. I'm looking at doers all across the country and other countries. Somebody stand up and say, I'm a doer. I'm a doer. Stand up and affirm it. I'm a doer. I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the Word of God. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.